Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Faith Focused Spanish Blog Show with your host, Faith Lane.
Great morning. Welcome to Faith Focused Spanish Blog Talk Radio. And for all the people that was actually on hold waiting for the show to start, the song that was playing was by the Mays Brothers, Todd Mays. He's an up-and-coming gospel artist here in the Charlotte area. So make sure you guys tune in and look for him. The name of that song was "It's Going to Be All Right." He's actually in the studio getting ready to release his next single. I can't wait to have him back on the show. So thank you for jumping on early, and I appreciate you guys for, you know, supporting my business. One of the things I want to talk about before I start, this lady that I'm going to be having on today, Dr. Sonya Gray, she's the author of Stop Hiding Behind the Mask. Guys, when I saw this lady's post, I had to say something to her, and I'm explain why. Because I work in financial services, and I came into business back in about 5.5 years now. And because I was not financially educated, I started on a new journey to build financial wealth for me, and build financial wealth for my great nieces and nephews, because I don't have kids. And so I've just been on the mission for the last 5 years. And my thing is, you know, you got to start early with the kids so that they can learn how to build financial wealth so they can teach their family. So I'm super excited to have her on the show today. And she also have her two grandchildren that's going to be on. So I'm super excited about this one today. But anyway, if you're looking for any advertisement, promotions, radio spins, radio interviews, and you're looking for a global platform, you can reach me, Faith Lane, finish, and that's at gmail.com. You can also find us on all social media streaming pages like iHeart, Spreaker, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, you name it. But our sister station is, we're located on the Entertainment Directory, sorry about that. And actually on that side of the spectrum, we're live on over 200 different country sites. So I'm super excited to be expanding it. So every week I'm adding something new to the station. So I'm super excited about that. Just a little bit about Dr. Sonya Gray. She's an author and anti-bully advocate. She's a certified professional Christian mentor, certified professional destiny life coach or consultant, domestic violence /youth advocate. She's a motivational speaker, writer, coach, and a facilitator. I'm like, wow, that's really tongue-tied today. So just a minute, I'm going to get Ms. Gray on the line, Dr. Gray on the line. Dr. Gray, are you there?
I am.
Hey, great morning. As you can hear, all the excitement in my voice today.
Great morning, it is.
How are you today?
I am wonderful.
That's excellent. Well, I'm going to tell you, Ms. Gray, I don't think we talked about this, but what really caught my attention is that you posted something on your page, and that's how we ended up connecting together. And you posted on your page, I'm super proud of my grandsons, 9 and 11. They are now entrepreneurs. They just published their first author through their own publishing company. I started and named after them, B&T Publishing, and Plug published their first author. And so, when your meme is your manager and breaking generational curses by generating generational wealth. I was floored when I saw that. I was like, wow. I'm like, I have to talk to this lady here. So I was super excited when I saw that. And that, when I saw that, that was one of the main reasons why I reached out to you.
Yes.
So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about her book, Stop Hiding Behind the Mask. And so I'm super excited. So, Dr. Gray, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, you summed it up in a nutshell. you introduced me well. And now I'm my grandson's manager for their publishing company, so I added that to my resume. And I'm about to get my doctorate in Christian education, and I've been awarded the 2020 Honoree Woman Warrior Spirit Award from Grace International Bible University in Florida. So I'm excited about that, to add that to my resume as well.
Wow.
So I'm just super excited about what God is doing in this season.
Right. And you said that's in Florida? You was awarded that in Florida?
We haven't went yet because of the pandemic. We're going to do a virtual graduation, so we won't be walking.
Wow.
Yes.
This pandemic thing is crazy. Actually, you know what? While we're talking about that, it kind of go hand in hand what we're going to be talking about today. And the reason why I say that, because I've been in this business in financial services for 5 years. It took 46 years for somebody to get in my ear for me to sit down, shut up, wake up, and smell the coffee, as they say, basically. But the thing is, we keep teaching each other the wrong things. We keep generation after generation after generation keeps teaching our families the same thing. And I keep saying to people, this is 2020. Why are we still teaching that same system that they've been running for generations? And I said, if it has not worked for them to be financially independent, why are we still working this system? And the reason why I'm mentioning that, because I've talked to a lot of people in this 5 years of me being in financial education while I learn, teach, and earn, basically. I've talked to a lot of people, and I hear a lot of people say, oh, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. And them same people right now today, financial ruins because of this pandemic, which means that they was not ready and prepared. And I could say that I'm not even ready and prepared, but at least the thing is, I know how to make my money work for me. I am an entrepreneur, so it's all about learning how to make money work for you and not you work so hard for the money. And so now a lot of people, reaching back, hey, can you still help me? I can help you as long as you want to help yourself. You got to want to help yourself and know that the system that you're working is bound to fail one day. And so just overnight, people losing their homes, possibly going to lose their home after this thing is over, possibly lost their income permanently, with the business or job that they was in at that time. So it's all about building a foundation so that way you don't have to go through some of the things that people are going through today. So I'm super excited that you're teaching your grandchildren a foundation, and not just teaching them, but actually showing them also. I'm super excited. I'm pumped up today, Ms. Gray. Yes, ma'am. And I just noticed that you guys are in South Carolina. You're only one state away from me, huh?
That is exactly right.
Yeah.
An hour and a half away.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I'm like kind of close.
Yes, you are.
Yes, ma'am. So how old are the grandchildren?
9 and 11. Braylon will be 12 in December.
Okay. And are they with you right now?
They are. Braylon and TJ.
Good.
Well, hello.
All right.
Hey.
Hi, guys. Oh. How are you?
Good.
That's good. Are you guys super excited about having your own company, your own publishing company?
Yes.
Well, I'm super excited for you guys. I'm telling you. Now, Dr. Gray, what do they call you, Grandma? Or what do they call you? You know, because everybody have different nicknames for themselves.
They call me Mimi.
Okay, Mimi. Okay. That's where the Mimi came from on that post. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I'm going to have some questions for them in a minute, okay? I'm super excited for you guys. So I know that in your book, let's talk about your book. What's the name of your book?
Stop Hiding Behind the Mask, Breaking Generational Curses.
Right. So tell me a little bit about how you get the name of your book, and what is the meaning behind Stop Hiding Behind the Mask?
Well, a couple of years ago, I couldn't physically move around as much, and I was on the bed a lot and having to have help to get up out of my bed because of a stroke. And I had been laying around in the bed, and I had never heard the voice of God so strong and audibly. And I heard him say, stop hiding behind the mask, break generational curses. And it like floored me because I'm looking around like, and I remember it was January 1st of 2017. I'm pretty sure it was 2017. I stayed at the computer all day. My husband said, are you not going to move? I'm like, no, God's speaking. And I sat there the whole day and wrote the first 12 chapters of the book, and then God added 7 more.
Wow. 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 Yeah, I talked to another author the other day. She said, I wrote my book, got it published and everything within 30 days. I was like, wow. But, yeah, when God be talking to you, you know, I it's funny that we were talking about when God talked to you. I had said that I was going to start on weekly talking about things when God talk about. I'm going to call it Black Eye Thursday.
Okay.
And the reason why I said I'm going to name it Black Eye Thursday, because, you know, a lot of times God be talking to us about things and we don't listen. We got to actually wait until we get a black eye, busted lip, broke nose, everything before we listen.
Yeah,
so
that part.
That's pretty cool. Yes, that part. So that's pretty cool that, you know, when he talked to you, you got right on up and you said at the computer, you was like, look, I need to write this down right now. Right now. So that's, yeah, a lot of people, they'll let the God talk to them. They'll let things talk to them in their head, and they don't even act on it. So, yeah. So is this your first book that you ever wrote?
No, that was actually my second book. My first book is called Path to Inner Peace.
Mm-hmm.
And because I dealt with a lot of domestic and sexual assault in my early life,
mm-hmm.
I was date raped at 14 and gang raped at 18, left for dead. So I didn't. Mm-hmm. When I got married, I had no peace. So I had
wow.
to find my way back to peace in my
right.
life. So,
right.
So I wrote my first.
Well, I definitely want to check that book out because I didn't know you had another one. So I definitely want to check that book out and take a good read on it and things like that. So share a little bit with us. I know you have some type of tools that you have in your book that could help people break their family curses. I mean, without revealing all of them, you mind sharing a couple with us, some of the tools that you use to help people break those curses?
I'll share a couple of things that I went through, and I back everything up with the Word of God. I know nothing else. And so the Word is what kept me. The Word is what's gotten me through. So in chapter 1, I give you some signs of generational curses. In chapter 2, I talk about uncontrollable anger. I was a very angry teenager, 20s, I was angry. But God saw fit to deliver me from that anger. Fear was another thing I dealt with. Depression. Drug addiction. I was a 14-year-old alcoholic, I say. You have to read about it if you want to know about it. But I was.
Right.
I was drinking at 14, and I could drink with the best of them.
Right.
Praise God. But just
right.
being real, I talk about the abandonment, not having my mother and my father in my life. The last two chapters talks about the absence of a father and the absence of a mother. The
right.
The statistics around that, Actually, I'm getting my social work licensing from my ministry to deal with some things that people go through in life. So that's just a tidbit of some of the chapters in my book. You got to get the book to read the rest.
Right, right. And it's funny because me and a friend was just talking about that this morning about some of the things that people go through, and it kind of overflowing to their adulthood. And I tell you, if you don't get it, if you don't fix it, I mean, you got to go through counseling. You got to go through sometimes sharing your stories with other people to get some of these things off of your chest, and so that way you could kind of live a somewhat normal life. Because some people battle with a lot of stuff, and it rolls over into their relationships, whether it be with their spouse or with their kids or probably even with family and friends. And so, I mean, that's good that you wrote it, you know, you wrote these things down so you could get it up off of you, for sure.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. We have a couple of callers on the line. I'm going to open up the lines in a few minutes, guys. I just want to ask Dr. Steiner a couple of things. So when did you start the publishing book for the kids?
Actually, about a month ago.
Okay, cool. What made you decide that that's what you want to start for them, to help them out?
I wanted to, as you said, break the generational curse and generate generational wealth for them and give them the tools to use when they get older and have the finances to not be in bondage of not having the resources to do what they need to do and teach them how to save. So the money from the author that we published is going in their savings account. And me and you are going to be talking about other things, other avenues to help them invest this along the way. So I'm excited for them. I'm just a manager. This is their baby. I'm going to teach them as they get older how to do this. Actually, this author is a 3-part series book. So she'll be with us for 2 more series of this book, and we'll be starting that in the fall with the second part of this book.
Right.
So we're excited. We're really excited.
Yes, ma'am. I'm excited to help you guys start building that financial wealth for you guys. That's why I love what I do, Dr. Gray. Oh, my God. Let me tell you, I really have helped a lot of families change their whole life when it comes to saving and accumulating money. And so, like I said, most of my education is free, and I like putting on plans together for people to help them, you know, get their kids on track so that they won't have to even come into adulthood with the foolishness that I was taught. Saving money under their mattress and wherever, water jugs or wherever the heck people saving money at these days. But, yeah, I'm super excited to show you guys how I can help you, build that, you know, help them build their wealth for themselves. I'm pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
I heard they got their first author already.
They do.
Oh, my God. Tell me a little bit about that person. Or I'm not for sure if it's a man or a woman.
It's a she, Ella Victor.
Okay. Oh, okay. Wow, that's pretty awesome. That is so cute to me that some publishers are ready. That's cool.
Yes.
So what do they think about that?
What do y'all think about it? The book, y'all's first author.
Great.
Are you excited about your first author?
Yeah.
They shy to be on the radio, I think.
I know, this is the first time.
That's funny. Yeah, when I tell you, when they start educating, knowing about how that money really going to work for them, they're going to get super excited and want to talk to everybody, trust me.
Yes. Yes, they're also actually trying to start their own clothing line as well, so that'll be a part of this.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's cool. So I'm going to open up the lines right quick for a few minutes, and then we're going to come back and talk about some of the other businesses you have. I'll see if any of the callers have any questions they want to ask. Hi, callers. The lines are open. Do you have any questions you want to ask Dr. Gray or her grandson? I have
yes.
70. I'm sorry.
Good afternoon. God bless you. I do have a question for Dr. Gray.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Apostle Dr. Paula Gaskin. God bless you. And good afternoon, Prophetess Sonia. I'm so excited for you. This is my question that I have for you, because I truly do know your testimony and some of it, most of it, and I thank God for what he's doing for you and your grandsons there. But what I have, the question that I have for you in this season, because I know that you spoke of your editing services, can you elaborate a little bit about what do you offer as far as package deals, and, you know, what do you offer to the people for your clients?
I do editing. I have a graphic designer that I outsource. He does all my book covers. And I do all the editing. They would have to make an appointment with me and just give me a call, and I would sit down with them and work out a package deal. My first artist I just did, the package deal that we did, I usually charge $1,500 for the whole package deal, but because of the pandemic and people's resources, I did everything for $750. For editing, getting everything designed, getting the ISBN number and all that. So people just could reach out to me at 864-381-7635 if they needed assistance or with their book or whatever they need.
Okay. And let me just ask, let me reiterate real quick the phone number, because I do have some clients for you. You said 864-381-7635?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Look at there.
And God bless you, Chief Apostle.
God bless you as well.
We have other callers that's on the line. Do any of you other callers have anything you want to talk to Dr. Sonia Gray about?
Oh.
Okay. Hello. Great morning. Great afternoon. Hello? Okay. I guess they must be shocked. Well, if you guys can put your phone on mute for a minute, and if you have any questions, I could still leave the lines open. And if you could just put your phone on mute, and then that way we could just ask her some questions as we go. So that's pretty cool to know that those are some of the things you do, Dr. Gray. Hold on for 1 second. I'm going to put them on mute for a minute. Okay, there we go right there. So, yeah, I was just getting ready to ask you about some of your services and things like that, but she already took the question. Yeah, so
I'm also a certified life coach, too, Faith.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay,
if anybody needs my service as well.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that. What do you do as far as that? What kind of things do you help people with?
Far as their self-esteem, helping them get a set goals for their life, and if they have some business, I do consulting, so if they have a business, I help them map out the plan for their business. So, like I said, they can reach out to me at 864-381-7635.
Okay. Excellent. Now, I see you guys have, you know, you got quite a few things when I was looking at your website. And I see that you guys were lobbying about the bill for the bully bill. You want to talk a little bit about that?
This came about because my grandson was being bullied at school. Actually, his life was threatened. and I was in the hospital in Charleston at the medical university then with some brain issues. And when I came back, I made a conscious decision because when I went to the principal of the school, she said to me, well, your grandson has anger issues, and if he doesn't get his anger right, by the time he gets in middle school, he'll be in alternative school. Well, for me, I'm a minister as well. I'm not going to let nobody speak any curses over my grandchild's life. So right. I made a conscious decision again to pull my grandson from school, both of them, and homeschool them. So I've been homeschooling them for 2 years. It's been an awesome experience. But before that, I lost 4 students to suicide that I mentored and that were in my life, that were close to my life, either was by their family or some people that I tutored at a school. So I made a conscious decision for 2 months straight, every Tuesday, I was in Columbia, South Carolina, lobbying until my voice was heard. And when my voice was heard, the bill was passed.
Wow. Wow. And that's sad that the kids can't go to school without being bullied. And then it's bad that they go have to deal with that, but then they have a teacher that don't believe in them either.
And she was a bully.
Right. And sometimes you have to look and see what's really going on in a child's household, whether it's the bully or the person being bullied, to understand, learn what's going on so that way you can have a better understanding about the situation. Because if not, if you don't know the situation, then you might say some things that she said that is just hurtful and not knowing that you can, you know, people might be in trouble. Because a lot of times, one thing I did learn is that bullies have some issues at home too. And that's their way of crying out for help, too, sometimes. So,
amen.
Yes, ma'am. So, so what grades are they in now?
We're finishing up 5th grade and 3rd grade. So, I have a middle school and a 4th grader coming up in the fall.
Okay, cool. Awesome. I've been talking to a lot of people that's been on my show that actually homeschool their children. And right now everybody learned how to homeschool now. Yeah, so hopefully they still sticking with the kids and helping them learn as, you know, why they're out of school. But that's pretty cool to, you know, to hear that people modern days now are starting to homeschool.
Yes.
So... So with your, I know you have multiple businesses and things that you're doing. One of the things I want to ask you about your vision when it comes to your ministry and your businesses and your vision for the kids. If you don't mind sharing with us, what are some of your visions that, you know, you want to share with us?
Well, I base it off my 3E principle. I'm just about educating, equipping, empowering the next generation to walk in their purpose. That's my mission, my whole mission. But my vision is to educate the community on the different issues through the Word of God and partner with churches, community centers, and other organizations and leaders to come together to educate, equip, and empower each other to bring change and to continue to inspire people. That's my whole vision.
Wow. Wow. That's powerful. It really is. I wish we had more people. Like, I know we have some people out there, but I'm saying for it to really stand out for more people to, you know, try to help do different things in the community. And on top of building financial wealth for financial education, because it's not just always only about money. It's about the education, too. And that's where 60% of the people, they don't even realize that they lack in education about different things, like, you know, about financial education. So that's wild. So do you have any, with your organization, do you guys have any financial education classes or anything?
I do financial literacy. I have a curriculum actually for the youth. And I was supposed to be doing it this summer. Hopefully this pandemic let up before I can do it. Because my sister is the director of the Salvation Army here in Spartanburg. And so I was going to do a mentoring program and stuff with the young people.
Okay. Well, we probably need to collaborate then, because I'm sure I got some things. I'm licensed in certain things too. And so I'm sure you guys, we could collaborate some things together and put a, add some more stuff to the plan for you guys. That'll be awesome.
Yes. Praise God. Praise God. Yes. It's all about locking arms and coming together.
Yes, ma'am. So you got another program. It's called Motivators on the Move.
Yes, that's for my 18 and up women.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And it's,
tell
and
us
actually
a little bit
it's online.
That.
I did have it here, but we don't meet as much because of the pandemic. We
right.
met every month. We pick a book. We'd pick a book. We did a book club every month, and we would pick a book that focused on some things that we were dealing with. And so the last book we did was by Beth Moore. And I'm trying to find it. I want to tell you what it was. But we're about to do, once the pandemic opens up, I'm going to be doing First Lady Michelle Obama's book
mm-hmm.
called Becoming. And it has
mm-hmm.
a journal as well that goes with it.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because I actually just saw that movie for the first time yesterday.
The documentary?
The documentary on Netflix. I didn't know it was on there. And I don't
yeah.
normally look at TV. I was bored yesterday, and I was like, let me just flip through here and see. And I saw that. And so I thought it was so interesting to watch her journey and her story.
Yeah.
I need to go
yeah.
get that book.
Awesome.
Yeah, I haven't gotten her book yet, but I definitely have to get that.
Yes, it's a must read. It's a must read. You need to get, yes, you have to have it. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, I have so many people, I'm reading so many people's books. I'm like, Lord have mercy, I got to get mine started one day.
So this is a book by Beth Moore that we did,
mm-hmm.
So Long Insecurities. And it was
mm-hmm.
a group, it's got a book and a workbook. So I'm usually trying to find something that I've dealt with in my life, and bring it to the women and see what they think, because I dealt with insecurity before. So we'll find a book on author. We did my book once all the time last year, and we went over each chapter. So I try to go over stuff that and focus on stuff that they're dealing with. I usually pass around a sheet, and we write down different topics with the older
mm-hmm.
ladies. Now, my guys' girls, my 12 to 18, I did a girl talk thing every week with them. We met once
mm-hmm.
a week in a school I was at previously.
And is that the empowerment group that you have, the 12?
It
18?
Is. My God, the girls rule the world. Mm-hmm. It's a mentoring
oh, okay.
program for girls.
Okay. I see that. I was going to say, is that the same program? Okay. That's awesome.
Yep.
I like that, what you're doing with the youth.
That's my biggest baby, youth. I work with women
mm-hmm.
too, but girls go through so much with self-esteem, self-worth, you know, hygiene. And so I'm certified in Girl Circle, and it's a program where you meet with girls every week and
mm-hmm.
deal with these different aspects of their things they're going through in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, I would still try to, I would figure out a way to do that that virtual meeting with them and still, like, you know, have contact with them, you know, set up a date and a time and have that every, you know, whatever days you had before and the times you had before. I would definitely still keep that set up, because right now is a really good time for a lot of people to be doing, you know, working on their kids' self-esteem, because a lot of these kids going through, see, when this pandemic going on, a lot of people just thinking about themselves, but they don't realize the kids going through stuff too. This is not normal for them not to go to school. And then on top of not even knowing when they're going to be going back, if they will.
Exactly.
But, so I would still keep that going, you know, through a virtual meeting. I know some people don't have computers, but they can actually download some of the apps and on their cell phone and still do the meeting like that too. So that's pretty cool that you have that going on. I saw that says God's Girls Rule the World. That is, how did
yes.
you get the name of that empowerment group?
Because I always said I was God's girl. So I'm a guys girl. So I said, well, I'm gonna name my girl my girls group Guys Girls. So
that's that's pretty cool.
And I just changed it from I changed it from S to Z, Guys Girls.
Right. So. Now the other family youth and family service you have is that you're not the only one youth and family services. Is that a
That's in memory of my brother that's deceased. That is family services that I work with the whole family, not just the children. Because how can you work with a child and fix a child but send them back to the same cycle of stuff they're going through and not work with the whole family as a unit?
Right.
So this is a service that they would come to me if they need this service.
It's funny you say that because I know someone that they were sending their kids they sent their kids to counseling, and they didn't go to counseling. And I was thinking, everybody have to get the counseling so everybody can be on the same page. So that really makes a lot of sense, because, sometimes we don't even realize we could be being too hard on our kids, and the kids don't know how to act. So that's sometimes why they act out. But we only see it on the kids' side, but we don't see it on our side. So it's about fixing the whole thing, not just half. Yes, ma'am. So then you have Soaring Destiny Coaching and Consulting, and that was what you were talking about earlier, working with adults.
Yes. Under that umbrella, I have my mentoring, my leadership training, my life coaching. The Boys Publishing Company comes under this umbrella. My writing coaching, mentoring training for teens and adults, and I do workshops.
Mm-hmm.
And also do trademarks. If anybody needs their stuff trademarked or service marked, I do that as well.
Okay. Now, I know before the pandemic, I don't know if you guys still have any events that's set up. Do you guys still have some events set up as far as virtual? Or what did you guys have planned for the future before this all broke out? Because I know I saw events, but I wasn't for sure if you guys still had them or if you postponed them or not.
We postponed the event for the youth because we can't gather together. But now that you said virtual, I'll reach out to my sister and see if we can get the girls stuff with the girls virtual through Zoom. I use Zoom and Skype. So I'll get with my sister about that. Cause I was loving meeting with them, and we were working on self-esteem before this happened. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah,
and a couple of them were working.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
A couple of them were being bullied, and their parents had reached out to me. So, I need to do that.
Yeah. I think that'd be pretty cool to do a virtual and also not just do virtual with the kids, but also do a virtual with the parents too, so they can learn how to help the daughters, their youth deal with some of the stuff that they went through. That makes more, to me it makes sense to do it that way. Then that way, because some of the times when these kids leave their home, that's like they safe shield to go to somewhere else different. And I'm thinking in that situation, that could be a safe zone for them to be able to be expressive and express themselves and just share with you what they're going through.
Right.
Now, Gray, Now, how long have you have custody of your grandchildren? I'm sorry.
No, they just actually live with me. I have guardianship of them.
Okay.
Their mother lives like maybe 10 minutes away from us.
Okay. Yeah,
but they've been with me since they were little.
Okay. Yeah, I used to take care of my nieces and nephews the same way. And, yeah, it's really cool. I never had kids myself, but it's exciting to have them around. It's funny just to watch them as they grow and some of the things they do. Like, where'd they get this from? But it's really cute to, you know, to have them around. That's the one thing I miss as an adult, not having my own children. So I'm sure it's pretty exciting to have them around all the time.
Yes, it is.
So one of the things, so if you had a chance to kind of like, you know, to share anything you want to share with the world about mentoring or financial wealth or building, whatever you want to share, what would you share to the world about generational wealth and getting rid of generational curses and things like that?
I'd say they need to educate themselves and get with a mentor or your services to get the tools they need to break the cycle of generational curses to generate generational wealth. Because I can truly say when my son got married 2 years ago, he listened to me and he was financially ready to build a house from the ground up and go in and move in his house with no money down because his credit score was excellent. So he listened. He saved his money, and he listened to me when it came to not spending it frivolously and keeping your credit score up. I mean, you know, people still buy houses with not good credit, but he didn't have to have a whole lot of money down. I think his closing cost was $400 because his credit was good.
Right. Oh, it definitely was
and he
good
built
for
his,
that.
He built his house from ground up. So we got to start early with our young people, like you said. Start when they're born. Investing and getting their life. My grandkids, I tell them I don't want them to work. I want them to be able to be financially stable so they can work for themselves and teach other people like I teach them. The same tools.
Right. You know, a lot of people, have you ever heard of the Rule of 72, Dr. Gray?
Yes. You sent it to me. Me and my husband watched it.
Oh, yeah, I did. I forgot I sent you that video. A lot of people don't know about that.
I never knew about it before you sent it to me, though. I'm going to be honest.
Right.
Never knew about it before that.
Right. And, you know, when I learned about it, I'm not going to lie, I cried like a baby. I was 46 years old, and I was in an office at a financial company. I ended up working with them for 4 years. But I'm not going to lie, I cried like a baby when they taught me that rule because I said, how did nobody, I mean, my parents didn't know about that rule. Their parents didn't know about that rule. If my father, I'm talking about my father, because he was an entrepreneur. And my father, you know, he basically, if he would have learned about the rule of 72, I probably would be on the beach sipping on cocktails right now, for real.
Come on now.
Right, that part. But because I didn't know, the first thing that came to my mind was, oh, my God, my mother and my father died without knowing about this rule. But then the next thing came to my mind was, okay, I have to learn about this rule, and then I need to teach my great nieces and nephews. And I have to teach their parents because, the kids going to follow what the parents do. And
exactly.
If we keep running that same system, and the system I'm talking about is go to school, get good grades, go to college. When you finish with college, go put your money in the bank, you're going to get a good job. And I ask people to this day, how is that system working for you? How is it working for you? It's basically teaching people to work harder, not smarter. But we teach people how to work smarter, not harder. If anything, let's learn how to make that money work harder for you so that way you don't have to work so hard for your money. And so,
amen.
When I learned that rule, I cried. I'm not going to lie, I cried. How can they do this to our family? And basically, some of the callers that's on the line, basically that rule is a rule that Albert Einstein made up, and we all know Albert Einstein was a genius, but the rule is the rule, and the man been dead for years, okay? And basically says that you take the number 72 and you divide it into your interest rate, and it'll tell you how many years it takes your money to double. Now, we always keep putting our money in the bank, but if our money is in the bank, it's at a 0.01%. But if you multiply that by that rule of 72, it's going to take almost 240 years for your money to grow. If you put $1 in the bank, it's going to take 240 years. And so when I'm talking about learning about financial education, these are some of the things I'm talking about. Learning how to make your money work faster and not, you know, take it so long to work for you. But the crazy sad thing about it, the rule of 72, is when you put your money in the bank invests your money in a 12% interest rate, and that money doubles every 6 years. That part right there, I was like, well, how many 6 years have I already done? And I'm 52 years old, and my money wouldn't even have doubled in the time that I'm alive. So It's all about that part. So it's all about learning about that rule and then implicating the rule so the rule can work for you and not for somebody else, meaning working for the bank and not you. And it's the reason why the banks are richer is because they know about the rule of 72. They leave it up to us to learn it. They're not going to teach us in school, in grammar school, high school, or college. This is something that you have to go out and learn for yourself and for your family.
Exactly.
And so that's why I'm glad that you are going to give us the opportunity to show you how to put a financial plan together for your grandkids. So as they earn money, they could be putting this money in some type of plan so it could be working for them. So when they're ready to go out on their own, they can already don't have to worry about those things that we worried about that we weren't taught.
Exactly.
So when I found out that my father left his money in water jugs, that was devastating. When I first heard about it, I was like, okay, I didn't know about financial literacy, so I thought it was kind of crazy and weird, but when that's rule of 72, I learned about him leaving the money in the water jugs when I was 28. You hear what I said? I was 28 about the water jugs. I was 46 years old when I learned about the rule of 72. My mind went right back to 28. Like, wait a minute. First of all, that money been sitting around for almost 28 years in the jug, and then it went another, how many years is that, from 28 to 46? And still, I didn't have any money working for me because I didn't know. I just didn't know what I didn't know. That's why I love what I do, to educate other people about what they don't know. So a lot of times people depend on their job for insurance and for investments, their 401k, whatever they have, their pension plan, whatever it is. But I want you to think about something, guys, that the boss is not going to let you make enough money to live next door to them. Again, the boss is not going to help you make enough money to live next door to them, which means that you have to have something outside of your job. You have to, what it is, whether it's life insurance or whether it's investments, you got to have something outside your job because, first of all, the life insurance part of it at your job, they only going to give you 1.5 years of your income. So what if you only make $20,000 a year, so they're going to give you $40,000? Is that enough to take care of your kids in the event that something happened to you today? But to build that money for retirement, they only usually let you save it at a 3 or 6% interest rate. Would you want to learn how to save it at 3 or 6%, which you're not going to be able to retire with that, or learn how to save it at a 10 or 12% where you can retire early? So that's what I'm talking about learning it, teaching your kids so your kids can teach your great-grands and your grands. And I'm telling you, education is very powerful to have, and the tool to use it so you can start working today to make it happen. And I tell people, you're never too old to start working on it, working on a plan for you and working on a plan for the kids. So with that being said, if my father, and I've already did the calculations, if my father would have just put $25 away from me, until age 65, or even right now, I'm 52. So even from the day I was born to 52, I would have had at least $8 million accumulated if he would have put it at a 10% interest rate versus putting it in that water jug. And I want you to think about that. So that's why I'm hurt about it, And that's why I said I have to go get educated. I have to get educated, and I have to teach other people. But there's a lot of people out here that don't want to be educated about it, and I'm okay with that. All I could do is put it on the table and leave it there. Put it on the table and leave it there. And if you want to get help, we can help you. But it's all about coming to grips with yourself and saying, am I where I need to be, or can I be somewhere better? And not just for me, but for those kids too. So that's why I'm super excited about when I saw that post that you wrote about, and saying that you started their own company. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. You, while you're learning, you're teaching them also, but you're also showing them also too. Because you can put the information out there, people, but if you're not showing them that you're doing the same thing they're doing, what was the purpose of doing it? So it's all about everybody being on the right track to learn how to do it. So as you can tell, I'm very passionate about what I do, especially knowing that I went a whole 46 years with not a penny accumulating anywhere. So right now I treat my situation as an emergency situation. I'll call anybody that I train to develop to come in my business with me, Dr. Gray. I'll tell them that you in ICU, you in critical condition. This pandemic is showing everybody, if you ain't got nothing working for you right now, harder than you working, you in ICU too, in critical condition.
All right. Glory to God. Yes.
So I promise you, when I saw that post, I got super excited. I was like, oh my God, this is a lady that I want to talk to. I want to talk to her.
Oh, yeah, I'm about them. I'm all about them, my babies, my grandsons. I got three. The other one lives with his mom and dad. Oh, believe me.
Right.
I'm working on something for him, too. He just was born. He only one, so he ain't 2 years.
That's the best time.
So this was already here before we got here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. That's the best time to start. The earlier you start, the quicker you can get it done and get it out the way. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. And I'm excited, too. I'm excited for what you're doing in the community as well.
Yes, ma'am.
We are collective body. There's many members, not just one person. This ain't no I.
Right.
Ain't no I in team. So.
Right.
We collectively do this together as a kingdom body.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We actually have some more callers on the line. I have the lines open if any of your callers have anything that you want to add or that you want to talk about or any questions you want to ask. You can unmute your phone if you like. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just would like to know the number of that published company again that she possessed.
864-381-7635.
And how can anybody else get in contact with you, Dr. Gray?
Ma'am?
How can people get in other ways they could get in contact with you? Do you have any websites or
My website, they can go on my website at www.srministriessc.org.
Okay.
And I have a form on there they can fill out.
All right. Did you get that, sir, to the caller?
Well, actually, it was coming with. I had to grab the pencil on the floor. So now I'm ready.
Okay. 864-381-7635 on my website, www.srministriessc.org.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you know what's so crazy, Dr. Gray? I just caught the voice that just talked in the caller. Well, I appreciate you getting on my show and listening to my show.
Not a problem.
That's my baby brother, Dr. Gray.
Well, glory to God. Call me now. You make sure you call me. I got you.
Happy belated birthday.
You
got to
birth that baby. That book got to be birthed.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yep, I appreciate you getting on. I didn't even recognize the number. But yeah, that's my baby brother.
Praise God.
Yes, ma'am. So, yeah. So, anyway, if any of you guys, that's the way you could get in contact with Dr. Gray. We also, actually, on my end with my business, I do financial education also. On a little different spectrum, we also do annuity investments and universal life, where it has insurance and investments in those policies. I also do mortgage protection, and it actually has a living benefit. In the event that you have a heart attack, stroke, or cancer, we can show you how to have access to tax-free money that's on our financial plans that can help you either pay payments on your house, on your mortgage, or help you pay your house off, depending on it, what plan you pick. Of course, you got to qualify. It goes according to your prescriptions, illnesses, and background. So, we could do a plan together for you. And if we don't have any financial plans together, I have another system that I can help you get insured if you need to be insured. So, I'm super excited. We also do college planning for children, and we do retirement planning also. So I'm super excited to introduce my business to you guys too. And if anybody want any information on that, you can contact me at 240-640-5492, or you can email me at flane.financial@yahoo.com. And I can send you over information, or we can sit down and have a conversation. And all of our plans are custom plans according to you and what your needs are and what you need help with. So, but Dr. Gray, I'm excited that you were on my show today. You and the, what's the boys' names again? I'm sorry.
Braylon and Terrence.
Braylon and Terrence. Okay.
I know. I call Terrence TJ.
Okay. Well, when they get a chance to go back to school, I know they're going to be excited to say that they actually was on a radio station, even though they were shy.
Oh, yeah, they don't go back to school. They be homeschooled, so they'll be home.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot about homeschooled, yeah. Well, at least they get to tell some of their friends. Yes,
oh, believe me, they be probably talking to their friends in a little while.
Well, guys, that's the end of the show. I'm super excited. I appreciate you, getting on the show, Dr. Gray, and I can't wait until we can connect. Like I said, I'm only down the street, 85 South is only down the street. So, I'm Monday through Friday, guys, we're on 11 to noon. Make sure you add me to your Facebook pages or go back on our Blog Talk Radio and follow us there so you can get updates. So, Dr. Gray, I appreciate you being on, and you guys have a great day. And I'm going to be ending the show out by Todd Mays. It's called Let It Go. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
If it was a marathon race, you couldn't go another mile. Trying to carry that pain from your past, it has no place in your future. It won't last. Giving up is not part of the plan. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Surely